Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sorry, you are hurting, Marty.
Yeah, I don't know why. Just the shoulders right now. Just got to do some stretching. You know, I don't know.
It's a big lift.
Well, you know what?
Every day, it's a big lift.
I feel like it's now I want to open all the doors to the KeyBank Center to let in the warm air. But now I feel like it's cold because both teams have practice and the temperature drops where they keep the building very cold during the afternoon. So I feel this air flow is affecting my bone structure.
Don't take this as rude. Talk to my hands. They're like ice blocks right now. So that's
it's like your Sabres logo has gotten cold on your hat.
I
love that hat, by the way.
Thank you.
New era.
Thank you. Amazing new era product.
The goat head, blue and gold, but it's very, very unique. I love it.
Yeah, I was hoping Beck would actually ask about it, and I was going to say, hey, tag along. We'll go to the new era store sometime. But
he seems like he could wear a hat or two.
Seems like he could just hang wherever you want to go. And now, I also wanted to offer my condolences ahead of time
to
you, because I know tonight is going to be very difficult to stay focused on the Sabres and Stars with all 32 teams in action across the NHL tonight.
Oh, my book is over there, Duffer. I do some NHL radio stuff, and tomorrow is my afternoon, and morning I was like not thinking about it, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh no, all 32 teams are in action, so I'm going to have to do a little bit of something on all 16 games.
See you at 3 a.m. I'll text you to make sure your prep's all done.
Yeah, and it's not like I can do it tomorrow morning because we're going to be at Roswell Park.
Yes.
You know, for our show tomorrow on location and some alumni stuff. So I'm literally going to have to come home tonight and catch up with all the teams. And the last one's at 11 o'clock. The Vegas game is at 11 o'clock p.m. So, but it does start at 6 p.m. And with staggered times, not every 15 minutes on the hour. There's some, you know, some that are skipped. But all 32 teams, 16 games on the schedule tonight, kind of fun.
5:30 is the start time in Seattle.
8:30 Eastern.
I know. I'm noting it because of the uniqueness of some of Seattle's start times so far this year.
This is another
random Tuesday start time for Seattle. We're not even a month into the year. My goodness.
Tuesday of the opening of the
Tuesday
season.
Tuesday afternoon at like 1:30.
Exactly. So here's the thing, though. The Sabres have the 7 p.m. time slot, which is probably the most normal time slot of all time
slots.
I wonder if it was a conversation, and please, like, don't radio me. It's just me talking to Duffer here and you that are listening. If it was a conversation where the league said, hey, listen, we'd love you guys to go to Europe next year or whatnot. Okay, yes, but when you do the frenzy again, we don't want the 7:45 starts or the 6:45. We want the 7 o'clock. Okay, done. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a little bargaining into, like, we want the 7 o'clock start.
Yeah. Speaking of Europe, that is where Dallas is headed very soon. They have a very brief road trip right now. They're here tonight. They're in Boston in a couple of days. Then they're home to face Chicago for one, and then they go overseas to Finland to play the
Minnesota Wild.
Not Minnesota, Florida. And so they play the...
I'm a little down the list. Yes, it is. They play Florida in Florida.
Yeah, they're actually going over to Helsinki for a few days as part of the tour, but not actually playing in Helsinki. They play in Tampere. And so, but, you it's a long trek, and then they play on back-to-back days. So, you know, in their immediate future, they're not going to have a ton of games, but, you know, pretty interesting and maybe daunting task, although I don't think Dallas sees anything as daunting. They're a very good team. But taking on the Panthers that we'll hope that they hope will have Barkov back in the mix by then.
Yeah, this is how I get amused with the schedule, right? So they do, the Dallas Stars play the Sabres tonight. They go to Boston in a couple of days. They go home to play Chicago. They go to Europe to play Florida for two, and then they come home to play Chicago. Mm-hmm. So the Chicago Blackhawks get them before leaving, and they get them upon their return. Both of those games are in Dallas, so they'll be done with the Chicago Blackhawks are going to be done visiting Dallas very early in the season. But, no, it's look, the Sabres went over to Prague at the start of the regular season, and I feel like right now we're seeing the Sabres are back in North America and playing the way that they wanted to play, playing the way we saw them play in the preseason. I feel like the two games in Prague were unique, and you put them aside. But going in the middle of the season, in, you know, the early going, and having to leave, go play a couple of games in Europe and come back, that is a very unique situation, which the Sabres did when they went to Sweden a few years back.
Not surprisingly, Jake Oettinger is going to start for Dallas tonight.
Well,
he's 4-on-1 lifetime versus Buffalo. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is looking for his first ever win against the Stars. He's 0-for-2, hasn't had a ton of run support in those games. Matt Dumba is going to come back in tonight as well as Sam Steele. So, you know, these are the changes that, that Dallas will see. How many, here's a completely out of left field question.
Ooh.
How many shootouts will there be in the 16 games in the NHL tonight?
I'm going to say two. I'm going to say there will be two shootouts.
How many shootouts all time have there been between the Sabres and the Stars?
Wow. I'm going to say one.
Two, as a matter of fact, and Buffalo's 2-0. So I'm sitting here right now lobbying for a shootout because I'm partial to it. And let me just say, you and I talked about it while we were on the air covering the Sabres-Hawks game on Saturday night. I went back and watched in its entirety the 9-round shootout.
Montreal Islanders
from Saturday.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Saturday night.
Yep.
Holy cow, what an atmosphere at UBS Arena.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from the, if not the first, the second shooter on, the fans were chanting, Varley, Varley, Varley. And he missed on a couple of opportunities to get a save, get a win, but then it just kept going deeper. And honestly, I was, the pace was quick. Like, there was no hesitation between shooters. And before you knew it, you were 7 rounds deep and going, this is going really quick here. There were some electrifying goals. It was, the Islanders ultimately won 4-3. It was really cool. So, given that we live in this world where we don't see a ton of shootouts, I was like, wow, that was super fun. And what a ride for the fans there that night.
I'm still going to say this. I get that the hockey purists are like, oh, 3-on-3 overtime and shootouts. Anytime you're sitting at home and you have either ESPN Plus on or NHL Network on, or you have the package, and you know, you're looking at your phone, oh, this game's going to OT. Oh, this game's going to a shootout.
Yeah.
Most people are going to turn it on. right? Because that's an exciting part. I get it. Like today, for example, they're going to do this frenzy, right?
Yep.
With all 16 games, 32 teams. It's not like the NFL red zone where when a team is at the 15, you can go there.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this.
Can you imagine?
When a team goes to overtime, 3-on-3, or there is a shootout, the frenzy is going to say, let's go to that game because that is an exciting moment when you know there's going to be action happening in that game.
Yeah, and I mean, to a lesser extent, obviously, when they're bouncing around in the early games and there's not as many that are underway, they're going to try and hit power play opportunities for teams and things like that, right?
Which,
like, that's the minor default to red zone. But, yeah, it should be, in theory, an increased opportunity to score.
I mean, right now, here in Buffalo, with Dallas being 2-for-18 and the Sabres 0-for-21, you're like, okay, let's go to Buffalo for a power play for the Dallas Stars or the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah.
It may not be the most advantageous way to showcase what's happening, but I do like that, you know, for some people it's going to be bouncing around.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think that with hockey, as opposed to football, and even sometimes when baseball is on late in the season when there's mm-hmm. playoff implication, like, most Sabres fans are going to watch the Sabres game tonight.
Yeah.
They're not going to go and say, oh, let me see what's going on in the frenzy, because they want to know
right.
what's happening with their team. It's very much regional coverage, and I hope that Sabres fans don't turn on the frenzy during the intermission, because they need to see what's going on with us, Duffer. They need to
live in a multi-device world, Marty. I have a sense that a lot of our fans will have both going, if not 3 to 4 devices going, because that's exactly how you and I would be operating if we were sitting at home tonight. Can you please thoroughly and quickly take a look at the schedule and pick out a game or two that you are most intrigued by the matchup?
Okay, Ottawa, Utah. Both teams can score. Both teams can score. This should be a 6-5 game. The frenzy is going to need to focus on Ottawa and Utah. I do like...
By the way, how about Kesselring's OT winner against Boston on Saturday?
Oh, I don't remember
Holy
that. I saw
cow.
That one.
It was just at the tail end of a 4-on-3, so it was technically 4-on-4, but they got... It was... Again, good for Utah. Great start and did just enough to get past a very good and obviously terrific goaltender in Swayman to win that.
Tampa, New Jersey, with Tampa losing to Toronto last night and Vasilevsky getting pulled.
And lost to Ottawa prior to that.
Yeah, so it's you know, Tampa had a really good start to the season now, a couple of games. New Jersey, they're fun to watch, so that's one. But I think if I'm looking later, Boston, Nashville, with Nashville still... with a big donut in their win category, and Boston, who's not had the best of starts, they've had some good games, some easy games, some whatever games. I think this is where the pressure is probably mounting on the Nashville Predators to get themselves going in the early going of the season.
Well, Marty, once again, you missed the matchup of the
what
night, which is Minnesota at Florida. Did you know? What do you mean, eh? A, Stanley Cup champions, reigning player of the week, Sam Reinhart, and B, Minnesota. Tell me the most interesting fact about the Wild this year.
That Philip Gustafson has as many goals as Connor McDavid.
Well, if it was a specific Minnesota-Edmonton matchup, then yes, I might concur. But Minnesota is 3-0-2, and they have not trailed a single second in any game this year.
I did see that because...
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable. They lost in a shootout, and they lost in overtime. They have not trailed for a single second in the course of their
gameplay. They scored first in every game.
Yep.
They were able to get leads and then either lose them in overtime or shootout. But yes, Minnesota, that is a very unique stat to start the season. Although, the Wild, like... The reason why I'm like, because the Wild is not a team right now that I have my eyes on, right? I'm watching Eastern Conference opponents, Atlantic Division matchups, teams that are going to be maybe in the Sabres' way mm-hmm. to get to the playoffs. And Florida, I think, is going to be at the top of the Atlantic or one of the teams at the top of the Atlantic. So
well, you say that, but they have 4 wins and 3 losses right now. You know, they're 4-2-1, so it hasn't been an easy road.
They lost a couple of games without Tkachuk and Barkov in the lineup, so that makes a big difference.
They also won without them, too, incredibly, against Boston after losing here. I thought that was a real, just a reminder of how good this team can be. By the way, in that Vegas-Florida game on Saturday.
Yes.
Sorry. These are, we shouldn't.
Well, it's the Tuesday edition of Sabres
Live. We should label a portion of this show Random Thoughts.
Yes.
Because I get it. Like, we're kind of all over the map here. But the reason these things pop into my head is because I sit next to you and you have the experience in this position, and our producer has kids who are gaining experience in this position.
In the goalie position.
So the other day, Florida Vegas.
Yeah.
I believe it was the first Vegas goal. I'm wired as a goalie to be mildly irked when the other team scores. Disappointed, whatever, right? Bob turns around, picks, like, pulls the puck out, makes sure to pick it up and hand it to the official. And I'm like, what? It's not like a courtesy thing where you're up 7-0. You've literally just fallen behind in the game. And I don't know whether this is like a new Bob, Stanley Cup champion Bob, like life is amazing, or he's always done stuff like this.
I think Bob has always been more of a life is amazing kind of Bob.
It was just really interesting and a good reminder of, like, you don't always have to be the way you perceive everybody else to
be. Well,
number
one.
And they go on to win the game in overtime.
I remember playing at about 13 or 14 years old, and our coach kept telling the players, hey, if there's an offside or an icing or something, pick up the puck, give it to the linesman.
Yeah.
Goalie, like, don't shoot the puck in the corner. The linesman's coming to get it. Like, you don't have to pick it up and give it to him, but you can move out of the way so he goes into the net and gets it, right? So that's something you can do. So I like that Bob is mindful of. But at the same time, like, we used to joke about, like, in summer skates, when a good shot would happen and hit the crossbar and in, they'd say, oh, tip of the cap to you, right?
Yes.
Tip of the cap. Like, you got to realize that sometimes it's a good goal and there's nothing you could do and you just got to move on.
The next highlight pack that I watched on Saturday was the 11-goal outburst between the Capitals and Devils, and Markstrom fired one right down the ice after he got beat on the goal. So it happens.
That's a penalty.
We're back after this on Sabres Live.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.